It's another simply stunning autumn day across eastern New York and western New England. After a cool start, temperatures have moved up to around 70 degrees across the region this afternoon, which puts us about 10 degrees above seasonable levels. We're seeing a few clouds mix in at times this afternoon, and those clouds are in association with a cold front that is set to come through tonight. I'm not expecting rain with the front. We'll have some clouds. That's going to knock the numbers down a little bit tomorrow, so temperatures will be about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than today, which still puts us above average for this time of year. And then those temperatures will rebound over the weekend, and I think on both Saturday and Sunday, we have a very good chance that we reach the 70-degree mark, and a lot of spots should reach at least a few degrees above that 70-degree mark on both Saturday and Sunday. So the dry weather continues across the area. Now, one concern is that we may end up slipping back into a drought. If you recall, earlier this year, we had a serious drought situation that was eliminated because of all the rain during the spring and early summer. Well, the past several weeks have been rather dry around here, and I don't want you to get super concerned about it. We're certainly not at the level of drought that we had here earlier this year, but we're starting to see some abnormally dry conditions, especially in portions of New England, and there's a new designation of moderate drought from the Pioneer Valley south into interior Connecticut and then northeast to Worcester into the Boston area. So if we continue with this dry weather, which it looks like we're going to stay dry through at least early next week, we may see those drought areas expand just a bit. Now, I mentioned this yesterday, there's still a pretty good shot at some stormy weather in that Tuesday to Wednesday time frame. It's still a bit too early to say how beneficial that rain may be or how heavy that rain may be, but that's a target time frame for some wet weather. And I mentioned yesterday that there was an opportunity for a cool down following that stormy weather. Well, some of the latest data indicates that cool air may actually hold off to our west and not really follow closely behind that storm. So in terms of temperatures, we're mild right through the weekend, and we may not see much at all of a cool down coming up next week, though we should at least be a little bit cooler than where we will be over the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a bit cooler, breezy, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a bit cooler, breezy, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a bit cooler, breezy, with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the lower 70s. And on Sunday, partly sunny and mild, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.